Philip sampled Peter after these early encounters. Today's date is 04/18/2022. Dictation is for Blang Grangue. Grangue spells G-R-A-N-G-U-E. Blang spells B-L-E-N-G. Date of birth is 03/04/2011. This is an 11-year-old child accompanied by dad with air with throat pain, pain and pressure in his sinuses. And cough, period. That stated that this has been going on for approximately 4 days and has gotten worse today. Said child said his pain in his throat is worse when he swallows. Next paragraph, review of systems. You know, cough reported as dry. Correction, cough reports cough, which he described as dry. Next line reports pressure in his behind his eyes and his frontal sinus region. Next line reports runny nose. Runny nose, he said, discharge is green. Next line denies stiff neck, denies myalgia. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on complete last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraphs. Physical exam, patient is alert, oriented, mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure is 112 over 69, pulse 85, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, tonsils. Uvula is midline and mobile with no erythema. Edematous pharynx. Next line, no exudate. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. And there is tenderness in the anterior cervical triangle and palpable nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with grade 2-3 systolic murmur. Open parenthesis, patient has a history of tetralogy of Fallot's, close parenthesis. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, correction, abdomen is soft, non-tended, non-distended, no organomegaly. No peritoneal signs, period. He has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon, non-distended, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2 is acute pharyngitis. Number 3, bronchitis. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient received the following: injection of dexamethasone, 5 milligrams IM. He was observed in clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. On reevaluation, he reported no problems with the medication. Next paragraph. The strep and flu were tested in the clinic. Both strep and flu were negative, period. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was done. This is done because patient has history of tetralogy of Fallot's and he's at high risk for pulmonary pathology, period. X-ray was interpreted by the radiologist with the following: no evidence of pneumonia, the lungs are clear, there is non-specific abnormal bulge noted at level of the AP window, superior mediastinum, correlate with surgical history, period. In parentheses, patient has a history of tetralogy Fallot's and had this lesion repaired. This may be the lesion that's been seen on chest x-ray, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following XYZ mouthwash, 60 mL. He will gargle 2 teaspoons daily for 6 days. Next medication, amoxicillin, 250 milligrams, one pill TID for 10 days, number 30. Patient does test radio follows, and I will go ahead and treat with amoxicillin. As his strep test may be negative today, but positive tomorrow with his risk factors. Strep could have serious impact on his cardiac health, period. Patient was advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.